Male Voices, Andrew Allen. You are going to listen to a personal statement by Andrew Allen, a father of three children. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
A Personal Statement by Andrew Allen, fashion retailer, 39. Married for 6 years, Allen has 3 children.
Most of my friends did things the other way around from me. The biggest irony is that, at the time when you are meant to be building your career, you have a young family. You need to work the hours to get the promotion, to earn more money, to pay the mortgage, to get a better house, and have a better quality of life. At the same time, you want to cut your hours back so you can go to sports day and parents' evening. It is a huge strain. Having kids is a massive problem for most of the fathers I know. I had my first kid at 19. It was the wrong time. We fumbled through to make the best of the situation. We were together for a year before it fell apart, and that will always put a pressure on me. I stumbled into retail, realized I was good at it, and the longer I did it, the more earning potential there was. I got on with it. That's what most people with kids will tell you they are doing, getting on with it. Everyone is juggling. Even men I know who are single are skint. Marriages fail because you are constantly knackered and constantly skint. All those words, balance, juggling, they are all things that parents say. That is because you have a full-time job and the full-time job of being a parent and a husband at the same time. They all clash. My wife will tell you that the first thing to suffer is our time together. The biggest challenge of my life has been being a dad to my eldest daughter. You owe that kid so much, but you have only the weekends to invest the time in her. I think that the fathers' rights campaigners are well within their rights. They have a right to those kids. I am sure there are unsuitable fathers in those groups, but I reckon the majority just want to be a dad. I think the whole system is set up to make it hard for them. My dad worked as an electrician, and that was his sole job. My mum was expected to bring up the kids, and he was the provider. His quality time was darts on a Thursday and pub on the Friday and all day Sunday. Now the pressures are so much more. It is so much more competitive. All my friends have huge mortgages, gutted their houses in 6 months so that it would look like something out of a magazine. All the kids are dressed in petit bateau. I constantly feel like I am on a treadmill. Whether it is Thatcher's kids mentality or whatever, we feel like we deserve it. We men can't be proud of ourselves just because we pay the mortgage, can we? I think that, in the end, something has to give. Most men I know are frazzled by the time they are 40. I don't think there will be less pressure on my son when he is an adult, but he will have a benchmark. He knows that I rushed back from work to be at his first play or put him to bed.
A Personal Statement by Andrew Allen, Fashion Retailer, 39. Married for 6 years, Allen has 3 children.
Most of my friends did things the other way around from me. The biggest irony is that, at the time when you are meant to be building your career, you have a young family. You need to work the hours to get the promotion, to earn more money, to pay the mortgage, to get a better house and have a better quality of life. At the same time, you want to cut your hours back so you can go to sports day and parents' evening. It is a huge strain. Having kids is a massive problem for most of the fathers I know. I had my first kid at 19. It was the wrong time. We fumbled through to make the best of the situation. We were together for a year before it fell apart, and that will always put a pressure on me. I stumbled into retail, realized I was good at it, and the longer I did it, the more earning potential there was. I got on with it. That's what most people with kids will tell you they are doing, getting on with it. Everyone is juggling. Even men I know who are single are skint. Marriages fail because you are constantly knackered and constantly skint. All those words, balance, juggling, they are all things that parents say. That is because you have a full-time job and the full-time job of being a parent and a husband at the same time. They all clash. My wife will tell you that the first thing to suffer is our time together. The biggest challenge of my life has been being a dad to my eldest daughter. You owe that kid so much, but you have only the weekends to invest the time in her. I think that the Fathers' Rights campaigners are well within their rights. They have a right to those kids. I am sure there are unsuitable fathers in those groups, but I reckon the majority just want to be a dad. I think the whole system is set up to make it hard for them. My dad worked as an electrician, and that was his sole job. My mum was expected to bring up the kids, and he was the provider. His quality time was darts on a Thursday, and pub on the Friday, and all day Sunday. Now the pressures are so much more. It is so much more competitive. All my friends have huge mortgages, gutted their houses in 6 months so that it would look like something out of a magazine. All the kids are dressed in petit bateau. I constantly feel like I am on a treadmill. Whether it is Thatcher's kids mentality or whatever, we feel like we deserve it. We men can't be proud of ourselves just because we pay the mortgage, can we? I think that, in the end, something has to give. Most men I know are frazzled by the time they are 40. I don't think there will be less pressure on my son when he is an adult, but he will have a benchmark. He knows that I rushed back from work to be at his first play or put him to bed.